Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Well, it's happening now. Really, you say? Yes, really. Now, of course, I know that sounds conspiratorial at best and insane at worst. And of course, I'm referring to the title of this episode, China's Trojan Horse, U.S. Invasion. Well, the problem is that it's not at all like any conventional war. There is no physical obvious battlefield. There are no tanks rumbling over the ground, no visible soldiers in combat gear carrying grenades, bazookas, or other true military weaponry. There are no jets flying overhead, dropping bombs on people below. The invasion that's been happening looks nothing like any conventional war ever waged. Well, welcome to 2023, where China has paid politicians in Congress and the White House, and because of huge monetary payoffs to those treasonous politicians, they've been willing to turn the USA over to China. They also, by the way, deserve the death penalty by firing squad because of it. And China has literally gained access to our secrets and is in the process of killing or maiming Americans in droves. Okay, so exactly how is this Trojan horse invasion being accomplished? Well, they're using a bioweapon that has been recommended and even mandated by powerful people in the United States. And roughly 70% of Americans rolled up their sleeves to receive at least one shot of that bioweapon. And what is it? It's the CV jab, I'm sorry to say. Now, before you decide, Fred, you're off your rocker, or you've gone off the deep end into conspiracies, please enlighten yourself by watching the presentation presented by Naomi Wolf, given recently at Hillsdale University. I've got a link in the transcript below, so you'll please, please check that out. It's a little over an hour and includes a question and answer period at the end. Please check it out. That link will take you to the video presentation from Hillsdale, where Dr. Wolf presents her findings of what? The Pfizer documents. These are the same documents our illustrious FDA wanted to be kept out of the public eye for 75 years. The conclusions Wolf comes to are all based on the facts and the data from Pfizer itself. She's not making things up. She's not going to a place where the data and facts don't point. And because of the released Pfizer data, Wolf understands how the jab was designed and what it was designed to do. In essence, the jab was designed to be a Trojan horse taking control over Americans who participated in rolling up their sleeves, presenting their arms, and submitting essentially to the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Please take the time, I cannot emphasize this enough, to watch the video and you decide for yourself. Now you may be wondering, how exactly is China responsible for this? And Wolf explains it all. And it's all based on the Pfizer documents. It's all in there. China owns the CV jab contents. And it is manufactured in China as well as in other places in Europe and even the USA. So the thing that's killing people, the thing that's maiming people, is being produced in China, other countries, and the United States. It's here under our noses. The reality is that it appears that the entire COVID pandemic was used to allow the Trojan horse jab to be introduced into America and Canada and other parts of the world. We can thank the World Economic Forum, the WEF, and other powerful globalist institutions for doing this. They're the ones who have pushed this. This has been done so by either compromising elected officials through blackmail or outright purchase, like the Bidens, who willingly gave in return America's sovereignty. Now, if you watch the video and are shocked, saddened, depressed, or even angry, then please understand that you have a job to do. That is to spread the video and the contents as far and wide as you can. Wolf's organization, dailyclout.io, has information on the Pfizer docs as well that you can purchase and read, either in download PDFs or in book form. The sad truth is that what has been happening in the past few years has been thoroughly designed. And as Wolf says, it is mass murder. And the records kept by Pfizer are reminiscent of the records kept by Nazi Mengele during World War II. Now, aside from this, it's important to understand two additional concerns that are bringing America to its knees. And by the way, I do completely understand that we are in the end times, that it is late, and things are ramping up to bring us into the tribulation. However, this does not mean that we throw up our hands and go, oh, well, there's nothing we can do, so might as well go with it and let it happen and, you know, take care of it as best we can when it happens. No, we still have an obligation to share the truth in all areas and to educate others, both of their need for Jesus primarily, and to help them understand what is occurring in the world and specifically in North America. I find it fascinating that in her video, Naomi Wolf, a Jewish person, has said that she has been drawn closer to God and she's reading the Bible more than she ever has. That kind of truth is what it's supposed to do. Now, two additional concerns that I have are these, very briefly. First, it's clear that the World Economic Forum and other globalist institutions, Trilateral Commission, etc., they're doing all they can to speed things up so that the full Agenda 2030 will come to fruition and be in place before 2030. And I have links for that. It's clear that those globalists, as well as others, are behind also what China is doing. In fact, since China has been a technocracy for decades, it is clear that China is simply the puppet being used to help usher in world domination for globalists. That's the country they've decided to use, and they chose it decades ago, with the Trilateral Commission bringing it to into the modern world as a technocracy from a third world. Everyone who plays along with those globalists is handsomely rewarding, including the president of China. Second, America's southern border is so open that anyone can and does walk into this country without a problem. Millions have crossed over into the USA and are not registered or found afterwards. Who are they? What do they want? Why are they here? Why is the Biden administration seemingly so obtuse and resistant about America's southern border, claiming that it is secure when it's not? Because they are bought and paid for by globalists. It's always about money and reward. Always. All these mainly young men who are waltzing into America from foreign countries are creating major problems for Americans and are seriously taxing our resources. Are they here because they're trying to escape poverty or other situations in their own country? Or is there something much more nefarious about their entrance into this nation? I feel bad for the people who came here legally, who waited years, took their time, crossed every T, dotted every I on the paperwork. They finally got the okay, and they are here. But all these other people just walk right past them. And the current administration says, oh, that's fine. You know, it would seem that globalist organizations like the WEF are at the heart of everything. Over the past 3 to 4 decades, these groups have gained tremendous power over numerous countries, big countries like the U.S. in part, Canada, Australia, solely because people can be bought. Most people have a price, and they will sell their mother if the price is right and it benefits them. Fallen humanity. Now, because of the way politicians have literally sold themselves to globalists, these globalist groups have grown extremely stronger. They control many leaders and through them many countries. Those three things, China's attack via the CV jab, globalist organizations, and America's open border. The USA, because of those things, the USA is on the precipice and will likely fall if nothing is done. Now, I say this not because our concern should be over a nation, but our concern should be over the people of that nation. And by doing nothing, we stand with those who are corrupt, fully bought, and paid for, so that enemies of this country and of God get what they want. Now, they still may win. God may still allow that. But I'd still rather be on the side that tries to fight against it. And no, that is not fighting against God, because we are standing up for what is right. Our greatest weapon is truth, regardless of how that truth is received. We cannot control the way people hear truth, the way they respond to truth. We all now have an obligation, and it is the same obligation we as Christians have had forever. It is the truth, and to tell the truth, whether people listen or not. That truth concerns telling people of their need for Jesus and the only salvation that exists. That is primary. That is, above all else, the most important thing we can tell people. It now also includes the truth revealed in the Pfizer documents. That truth needs to be spread. Now, as Wolf states in her presentation, we must push back even if we do not win. We tell people about their need for Jesus because we love them, and because of what he offers, and because we know it is the truth. Truth is truth. We need to spread it. If we could make people receive salvation, we would. That is in God's hands. Our job is to tell people. Whether it is accepted or not is not on us, but on the other person. For me, here is the reality for me. Maybe you can relate to this. I'm tired of being someone who'd rather avoid confrontations and potential hurt feelings or even insults by telling people their need for Jesus or other truth that may be inconvenient for them and they don't want to hear. I'm really ashamed of myself because I clearly do not fear offending the Lord enough, regardless of how much I write about it, yearn for it, and hope to gain it. Apparently, I fear the reaction of people sometimes more than I fear offending the Lord. What I need, and what all Christians need, is a forehead of flint. A forehead of flint will mean we are not affected by what people do or say in response to the truth we share with them. Ezekiel 3:8 says this, "Behold, I have made your face as hard as their faces, and your forehead as hard as their forehead," speaking to the prophet Ezekiel. Oh, to be concerned or unconcerned, about what people think after we share the truth. Imagine walking past someone's home that's on fire. It's a small fire at the back without much smoke. They haven't noticed anything. Well, left unchecked, it's going to become a huge conflagration, and that home is going to be destroyed, people possibly harmed or killed. You decide not to tell the people inside the house because, well, they might laugh at you or ridicule you or be annoyed with you or simply not believe you. God demands we tell them anyway, presenting the truth. Ezekiel 2:7 says this, "You shall speak my words to them, whether they hear or refuse to hear, for they are a rebellious house." Again, that was Ezekiel, and that's from chapter 2, verse 7. Now, God was telling Ezekiel, look, I've called you to do a job. You're going to tell them the truth. You're going to tell them what they need to hear. And whether or not they hear it or they reject it is not on you. But if you don't tell them, he later says, that's on you. We have a job, and the job is to tell people the truth. Certainly, the most important job Christians have is to tell people that their need is for Christ. And if we don't tell them that, that's on us. That is on us. We need to tell them. We need to tell them. That's our biggest thing. We need to tell them their need for Jesus. But at the same time, and after that, we need to be telling them the truth about what's happening in the world. And you know what? The more we tell people the truth of what's happening in this world, the more it will actually come back to what's happening in the world is predicted, prophesied in Scripture. So it'll always come back to that. And there is your opportunity to tell them of their need for Christ. We need to share the gospel. Jesus was unafraid to tell the truth, and they killed him for it. Is that what we shrink from? Speak the truth. Share the gospel. Spread the word also about the Pfizer docs. Do this without concern for what people may think of you. Pray to God for his strength and to give you a forehead of flint. Tell people whether they listen or whether they don't listen. Doesn't matter. I mean, obviously we want them to hear it. We want them to be changed by that truth, but it's not part of our job. Our job is to tell them. Thanks so much for joining me today. Go with God. Go in his strength. Ask him for that forehead of flint. Ask him. And I hope and pray until we meet again that God will open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.